Dr. Wayne Dyer, author of the book our worship series is based on, says, "Your life is like a play with several acts. Some of the characters who enter have short roles to play. Others have much larger ones. Some characters are villains, and others are good guys. But all of them are necessary. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in the play. What act are you in? Act 2? Act 3? And what scene is playing out in your life right now? And now let me ask you this. Which scenes keep replaying over and over again for you? The good ones? The bad ones? Some of both? Because there are some things that are important for us to remember, and then there are some things we have to leave in the past. That's the fourth secret. Give up your personal history. What scenes do we need to let go of and leave behind? Because God says through the prophet Isaiah, "Forget what happened before and do not think about the past. Look at the new thing I am going to do. It's already happening. Don't you see it? I will make a road in the desert and rivers in the dry land." We've all come across some dry land in our lives, and there's been some wandering around in the desert. But we don't have to keep holding on to those dry and dusty times. We don't have to let them define us, and they certainly don't get to own us. In fact, we can retire them. We can put them on notice and let them retire. They don't get to go on playing scene after scene in us anymore. You see, Dr. Dyer spent over 25 years helping people find their peace. And he says, "It is my experience that most people live their life hanging on to personal histories to justify their self-defeating behaviors." Well, that's hard to hear, because he's saying we hang on to some of the things we do because it gives us a reason or an excuse for being the way we are. And he says it works both ways. We can hang on to the bad things and therefore explain away why we are the way we are and we're just not capable of being anything else. And we can also hang on to the good things and therefore have an excuse as to why we can't be happy and enjoy today, because we're just longing for those good old days. But Dr. Dyer says the past is over. And if we stay bonded, if we stay so tied to our past, we not only ensure that we'll be immobilized today, but we'll also prevent ourselves from healing. What in our pasts are immobilizing us today? What is keeping us stuck? Because being stuck in the past keeps us from living in the present, and it keeps us from being able to move forward, just like Lot's wife. Here's Lot's family, hightailing it out of Sodom before God destroys the city, and they are told, "Whatever you do, don't look back. Don't look at what has gone on here. Don't keep this evil place with you. Walk away from it. Let it go, because it's filled with lots of bad things that you don't need to take with you." But Lot's wife looks back. She can't resist, and she's frozen in place. She becomes a pillar of salt, forever stuck to the past, unable to go forward. And while Lot has some serious issues that need healing and transformation, his wife is forever labeled for us. Labeled as the woman in the Bible who turned into a pillar of salt. What labels do we have? What labels have been put on us? Short, fat, sick, unemployed? Labels can be destructive. And Dr. Dyer says removing all labels that we've placed on ourselves or that others have placed on us is a good thing, because labels only serve to negate us. They limit us rather than give us limitless space to be who God created us to be. They keep us stuck in our personal histories. And none of those labels, even the good ones, define who we are in Christ. The only label that can define us is this one: child of God. We are not what we've done or what's been done to us. We are children of God. And as children of God, we have limitless opportunities. Our pasts do not get to define us or hold us back. Because as Dr. Dyer reminds us, our past histories and all of our hurts are no longer here in our physical reality. They are no longer here in our physical reality. We are not the same people we used to be. I am not the same person I was 20 years ago or 5 years ago or even 1 year ago. I don't even have the same skin. The cells in the body renew themselves completely every 7 years. Even our bodies know we can't hang on to things of the past. We have to renew. We can't keep replaying those old scenes. The show must go on. What act are you in? Is it time to change the scene? Because scenes in a play build on each other. And once the scene is over, we don't replay it over and over again. No one would ever buy a ticket to a show like that. Can you imagine going downtown to the Denver Center for Performing Arts, and you went in to see the show, and all they did was act out the same scene over and over again? We'd demand our money back, because that's no show. A play is supposed to build on itself. It's supposed to move on to the next scene so that it keeps going forward. What scenes from our past are weighing us down and are keeping us from going forward? What do we need to let go of so we don't turn into that pillar of salt forever stuck in place? Because our God is a God of the present. God is present with us, fully present, every moment and every day with us. God will not be doing anything different 1 hour from now than God is doing right now. And God is not doing anything different now from what God did 1,000 years ago. God is the great I am. I am present tense. And as children of God, we do get to be freed of all the things that weigh us down. We are not bound to our pasts or our personal histories. They are not forever tied to us either. Jesus did not stay in the tomb. He was risen from the dead. And that means we don't have to carry around the things from our pasts that are dead and gone. They're over. If something is dead in our lives, we move on. Carrying around dead weight only weighs us down and keeps us stuck in the past, replaying scene after scene after scene. And the show must go on. It must, because this show is of God. And we are the main characters. Amen.